Moving north now to Central California and the town of Lindsay, where citrus growers are bracing for big financial losses after this week's freezing temperatures. Lindsay is a farming community that remembers all too well how a major freeze 16 years ago destroyed its economy. Reporter Sasha Coca of member station KQED has our story.
Oranges are the lifeblood of Lindsay. Even the local bar is called The Orange and the old movie theater, The Grove. The town's annual spring festival features an orange blossom queen and her court. And on cold nights, the town sounds like a helicopter landing pad as farmers fire up their wind machines, giant propellers that push warm air among the groves. Lindsay's home to some 10,000 people, and half the population works picking, packing, or growing citrus.
Can you pick up your head a little bit more?
Look up, Andrew.
Inside Virginia's barbershop, Connie Norris has brought her 2-year-old son, Andrew, in for a haircut. She chats with other customers about the cold snap.
It affects all the different industries, the juice plant, the packing houses. And then, you know, True Value here in town, here, because people won't have the extra money to come get their hair cut.
Back in 1990, when a major freeze destroyed the citrus, the community actually held a funeral for the town. The main olive plant had just closed, and then the orange workers lost their jobs. Unemployment skyrocketed to 67%. And so, says Mayor Ed Murray, the idea of the funeral was to bury all that bad luck.
So we had the funeral procession through town, went out to the park and buried, you know, like a can of olives, frozen orange. People who had anything they wanted to throw into the gravesite could throw it in there to get rid of all the old and start fresh and new.
Farmers say they learned some lessons from that freeze. Most of them have crop insurance now, but Lindsay's packing houses are still vulnerable to a frost that could kill thousands of jobs. Philip LeBou owns one of the biggest packing houses in Lindsay. His oranges are shipped all over the U.S. and to Asia and Australia. LeBou says he only managed to save about 25% of his crop before the cold set in.
Everybody was trying to pick a lot more than what they normally would have been picking. There just weren't any more pickers to pick.
LeBou does have plenty of packing house workers, but he says he'll be forced to lay them off very soon. 57-year-old Maria de Jesus Castañeda is one of LeBou's packers who will probably be laid off. And she expects her husband, a truck driver who delivers oranges, to lose his job, too. Castañeda makes about $10,000 a year. She says her unemployment check didn't cover her expenses during the last big freeze.
Unemployment has strict requirements. They're always sending out papers. You have to show you tried to get work somewhere else. Where else is anyone going to find work here? It's pure oranges, just packing. There are no other jobs here.
Mayor Ed Murray says he's hoping to change that.
Crying wolf and woe is me and poor little Lindsay and oh, we're going to go under and all that. You don't want that kind of stuff. You know, that happened back in the 1990-91 freeze and we've changed a lot. Our perspective has since changed.
Since the last big freeze, the city has managed to diversify a little bit, attracting a door company and some irrigation equipment factories. City leaders have also raised millions of dollars in federal and state grants to revitalize downtown Lindsay. So far, they've turned one of the big lemon packing houses into an Xbox game room and 5 indoor soccer courts. And they hope to get federal assistance to provide more construction jobs for unemployed farm workers. But meanwhile, at county food banks, volunteers say they're already starting to see longer lines. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca.